Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You guys, I want so bad to move past the hitting subject. I want the subject matter itself to change to the point that I have no choice but to get off the subject. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates 4, Angels 1 last night at PNC Park. Edward Olivares with a grand slam, accounting for all of the runs. In fact, over the last couple of days, the games that the Pirates have won, almost all of their offense has come from just a couple of swings. But, you know, that's okay, too. That's at least something amid all of the nothing that's still in place. But then there was Mitch Keller, putting together his second complete game in his career. One run, five hits, the one run on a solo home run. He used all of his pitches, really everything except the curve, and just pounded the zone. Just would not let the Angels get selective at the plate at all. It was something to see. This was the view of Joey Bart from behind the plate.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. The game obviously flew by, and he had it tonight. He came out with a different intensity than he has in the past few starts, and you can kind of tell he set the tone. He established what he needed to establish, and things just went quick. And you know, before we knew it, we were almost there.
Good stuff. And you know what's cool about Mitch is, and this has been true for a long time now, when he isn't going great, you don't get surprised, because that was, how do I put this? That was the Mitch we grew up with. Okay. That was the Mitch that we got used to from his first handful of years in Pittsburgh. And now that Mitch is an all-star and that Mitch is the guy who's supposed to be at the front of the rotation, when you see him do this, it's also not a surprise. In fact, to extrapolate that, when you see him do this over the course of, let's say, several consecutive games, it's not a surprise, because when he finds his groove, he does tend to ride it. And that's a really, really nice thing for this ball club. I am here today to make clear my own stance that Mitch remains at the head of this rotation. And I know that's going to sound almost blasphemous, because there's Jared Jones striking out 10 dudes every time he takes the mound. Well, he's a kid, and he's going to run into his bumps, same way Mitch did. And he's going to have his look, I don't want to forecast anything negative about him. He's been so good. But the next player in Major League Baseball history who makes it through an entire career unscathed will be the first. even the best of the best have had to take steps back. And you could even say the same thing for Paul Skeens. I mean, he's not even here yet. The anticipation is high for him to get here. He looks like he's ready. He's getting into the sixth, even the seventh innings gasp in Indianapolis. And he's getting the same type of results that everyone's expecting him to produce on a regular basis. But he hasn't made it either. And he, even once he does arrive here, is going to have his own steps back. Mitch has been through this. Mitch has to be the guy who leads this rotation. If you want something that's worthwhile from this scenario, know this. Mitch sees himself as that focal point. He sees himself as the leader of this rotation, same way he did last year, same way he even did 3-4 years ago, when some of you who've been with me for a long time will recall him telling me in Bradenton that he expects to be the staff ace. He's been the staff ace wherever he's been. And that team had Joe Musgrove. It had Chris Archer before Archer's career kind of went downhill. And there were other guys in there. And here's Mitch saying, I expect to be the guy. And he's not at all the cocky type. He's just not. In fact, it was so odd to hear, but he wasn't stating it in a braggy way. He was stating it in a, these are my expectations of myself kind of way. He still needs to be that. And if he is, I'm not suggesting he should pitch the way he did last night every time out, but if he's that guy that he was last year, don't forget the 200 strikeouts in 2023, the taking the ball every fifth day. That's the stuff that got Mitch paid this offseason. That's the stuff that comes with real value to a franchise. The reliability. But that's also the stuff that leads. That's the stuff that young pitchers will see and say, hey, how can I be that healthy, that durable, that dependable, that tough when maybe things aren't going my way? When we come back, J1Q.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today's J1Q comes from Adam, who says, ZK, if the Pirates are 500 after this coming Wednesday, because of this breather against two bad teams,
and they're 500 in spite of a bunch of terrible offensive performances by numerous guys, wouldn't it make sense to give a few of the kids raking in Indy a shot to drive in some runs against the first-place Cubs? Adam, it's not a case of two bad teams. They've now faced, this is the third bad team in a row they'll be taking on. I know that a lot of people are patting the A's on the back for something of a surge, but I can promise you that Oakland is going to finish with one of the worst records in all of baseball. So getting swept out there and then coming home and losing one to Colorado, which just might be the worst team that I've seen this season. I mean, they're 2-4 so far against these three bad teams. Could they make it to 500 by Wednesday? Sure, they can win these next two against the Angels. I don't know what that would have to do, though, with a decision to bring up the kids raking in Indy. And you're referring, I'm going to presume, to some combination of Nick Gonzalez, Ji-Hwan Bae. Leo Verpagero has put up some decent numbers, not the power that you would want from him. And, I mean, the answer to this is no. And not from me, but from the general manager. Ben Cherington said over the weekend that he's not ready to, in his terminology, pull the plug on some guys at the top level currently. I don't know why he would need to pull the plug. Sure, you have some players who go in and some who go out, but not all of them are bats, and not all of them are position players who you'd have here for the bat, thinking specifically of an Alika Williams and so forth. And if you're thinking of replacing, say, Rowdy Tellez, because Jake Lamb has done extremely well for Indy in the International League, Lamb's 33 years old. And what you're doing then, respectfully here, okay, is you're bringing up somebody and just putting up a giant neon sign that says, we have no idea what we're doing. We're in year five of a rebuild. We just signed a guy to a multi-million dollar deal for 1 year, and we're giving up on him in a month and a half so that we can bring up someone from the farm system who isn't remotely part of our future. You following me here now? Okay, good. This is where I'm heading here. You can say bring up Gonzalez, and I wouldn't mind seeing him up myself. I don't feel all that strongly about it because I've seen way, 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 way too much of the strikeout version to believe that this one, which isn't striking out as much, is real. I'd like to find that out. But am I ready to punt on Jared Triolo? You know? If I bring up Pagero, who's going down? Alika Williams, I guess. Do you see what I'm saying? So it doesn't make that big of a difference. And who they're facing, the Cubs or whatever, that wouldn't make any difference. I don't believe that this particular executive is... Wow. How do I say this? I don't know that he's married to results, team-wide results. It's year five, and I don't know that he thinks like that at all. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.